Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Good morning and welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services. I'm Trent Hasten from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts.
This is going to be our best show in 8 years.
I can't hardly talk.
I mean, amen, brother. Let's go.
You like that?
Yeah. Hold them down. If you can't build them up, you knock them down and keep them down.
There you go.
You know? There you go. It's like, I'm gonna give our guest today, when we're done, Chris Talley, the nickel tour of the studio.
And there you go.
Our favorite thing is years ago when Joe Moody was on the show.
Yep.
Grew up in the neighborhood. He showed us in the back where they used to started NWA wrestling. Wrestling started in Charlotte, North Carolina.
That's wrestling. You gotta get that A going, man. Wrestling.
Did I say it wrong? Was I too proper?
You were too proper.
Wow. You didn't realize I was.
You haven't been accused of that too often, being too proper.
I'm a lot of things. My vocabulary and my pronunciation is not one of my best attributes.
It's okay. I grew up in Georgia, so I probably am in the same boat.
Really?
Yeah.
Everybody says you speak way better than me.
I don't know about that. Just differently.
Somebody was telling me the other day they wrote somebody a thank you note. We were talking about how particular. I can't even think of who it was. I'm sure somebody had been on the radio because we have some pig schnickety entrepreneurs on the radio. But said they wrote them a thank you note. And they said next time I saw them, they showed them thank you note. They said, man, this is so great you sent me this. And they had six grammatical areas highlighted.
Did it come from me?
I don't know. I mean, I think you picked that stuff up in the second and third grade.
Dude, talking about
I was definitely, and I loved my schooling. I went to Berry Hill Elementary School in West Charlotte.
Yep.
And I loved my second and third grade teachers, Ms. Cook and Ms. Lockwood. Thank you very much. And I made all VGs.
They had VGs back in the day.
That's when I was getting the VGs.
You know, no S's or N's?
I wasn't a big S guy. Definitely not an I guy.
I think under conduct, I got a lot of S's. Talks too much.
I'm proud of Ford. He's in the second grade. And he received, she showed me his report card at the end of the first semester. And he had a fair number of S's there early on. First quarter. She didn't show it to me then. That's how involved I am in my kids' education. And then she showed me it has both quarters. And man, they all turned into VGs.
Well, all right. To his defense, I mean, my man likes snakes a lot. He probably thought S was good. He might have thought S was good.
Chip Schramm's been on the radio.
Okay.
I was hanging out with Chip Schramm and his wife, Audra. We had a YPO trip.
Yep.
And he was telling me about his daughter. I can't think of her name. Sadie. Her name's Sadie because same name as Brent Beeson's daughter. And when she was in preschool, Chip's wife is a could be a stand-up comedian, and she's telling me this. She said when Sadie was in preschool, she would sign her S's with a dollar sign on her name.
Oh, that's
Sadie.
Cool. That's cool.
And she said she went and talked to the preschool teacher and said, I'm paying you a lot of money. You see this? And she said, that's what Sadie says is her cursive S. And she says, me and you both know this in the curve. It says cursive S. This is money's dollar sign. Bling, bling.
Well, I don't understand what the problem is.
So I came home on the plane the other day, wrote them a nice letter, and signed my sincerely with the dollar sign. They hadn't received it yet, so let's keep that in the bag.
You got a few days before this bad boy is
Lord.
On the air. I like that.
Goodness
That's
gracious.
Pretty cool, man. Good for you.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I'm going to change my name to Srent with a bling bling.
You could add an S to the Hastings.
I would be, my name would actually be negative Srent. If you really think about
it. Write it in red.
Going down. It's one of them hold them down.
So
I was on the hold them down theme because I'm taking back to where they used to wrestle. They used to pin them for three count.
maybe that's our problem. We write all of our thank you cards in red.
I do that.
Well, I do too.
Yeah.
Dang. Maybe we start writing using black pens.
Oh, you are an accountant. I knew they taught you something at Clemson. David Baer taught you that.
That sounds like something he would
say. Definitely didn't know red meant negative and black meant positive until I had a lot of red in my first couple of years in business.
Well, I told you, I studied finance at Clemson, and man, when I started doing spreadsheets, I loved colors. I had colors all over the place, yellows, reds, greens, and
You like my wife.
I got to my final corporate finance class, and the guy said, this looks interesting. Are you trying to get a job at Barnum & Bailey? I was like, dang, cuz. Busted me for my color. So I went red and black from then on out. No
what did
colors.
He give you?
Probably an S.
You know, I feel bad. I'm remiss when you were working hard to become an employee at the Roby family of companies. I never did ask you for your college transcript.
Probably a good thing that's the case.
I mean, it's proof, though, that if you get a college degree and you get out of that place, you don't really ever really show your transcript.
You know, you're right.
Or Trent doesn't pay attention to it. Maybe you gave it to me.
I had some work experience then, but, yeah, I was one of those that...
Your Ferguson years is why you got the job.
It could have been my basketball skills.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Well, I will tell this story. We had a guy, Brendan Hackett, to work for us.
Yeah.
He had a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, young, very athletic guy, wonderful guy, moved back with his family in the Northeast up in the New York area. Great guy. I'm interviewing this guy right when we started hiring outside of the family for project managers, and he looked pretty strapping. He had a little Northeastern attitude. Yo, what's up? And I said, he said he went to college on a, I think he went to college on a baseball scholarship and quit baseball to play football so his dad had to pay for his schooling. I was like, dang. I think he went to Ithaca College.
Yeah, he was a heck of an athlete.
And then I said, can you dunk? And he said, yeah, I can dunk. I said, we play a lot of basketball out at the playground down at Glatta Park, down in the hole at Dilworth.
Yeah.
And you're going to come play, and I promise you this, if you can't dunk it, you're gone. And Chris Maynard wins. He said, I don't think we should be saying stuff like that.
Hey, you're fine.
And we were playing a game in the heat of the moment one time. He took a baseline. He did that Jordan where he floated sideways in the air. A little 6'2". Woo! It was pretty. I said, he's tired. He had already been working a while. All right. We got Chris Talley.
From
Bridgetree. He is the CEO of Bridgetree. Going to talk some stuff that we don't even know anything about. Going to talk some technology to
I'm
us.
Scared.
Way above our big old brains over here. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. Whoa. Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts.
Man, I like it. You're giving our listeners some flavor today.
I know.
We just don't know who that is with a funny voice.
My voice is already
done that in a while.
Funny enough. But,
golly.
Yeah, got a little cat in my throat, man. A little cat.
Nah, we having fun, man.
I agree.
Talked about some stuff that's heard on the radio before. NWA wrestling started in WBT studio.
We got Mr. Chris Talley.
Chris Talley's in the house, one of my fellow YPO buddies, and one of my dear friends. How long you been running this YPO gig now?
Oh, man. Well, thank you guys for having me on
here.
Here. Answer the question.
Get right to it, man. Get right to it. I started in YPO in 2017, I believe.
2017.
So I got about 5 years in here.
I think when you started, I might have been the North Carolina membership chair.
You were.
And I came and saw your office.
Mm-hmm.
It's in
Mooresville.
Mooresville, one of those northern towns.
One
beautiful downtown.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I had never until that moment been downtown Mooresville. Very similar, to like Belmont.
Oh yeah, no.
And
we're looking at
Cadenville. You know, mm-hmm. these little. I'm a West Sider, so that's why.
It's the big city, man.
We're looking at a job restaurant in downtown Mooresville as we speak.
Are you? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Chris runs a company called Bridgetree, and correct me if I'm wrong, your founder, your partner?
Nope, I am the second generation CEO of Bridgetree. The founder is a gentleman named Mark Beck, who hired me almost exactly 20 years ago
okay.
to come work for Bridge Tree.
But Mark bought this old building.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And renovated it.
And renovated it, restored it. It's beautiful.
And your office is upstairs, second
it is.
Floor. Gorgeous. I mean, right down Andrew Roby's alley. I mean,
mm-hmm.
We ate lunch after we met, and you had some questions for me, which is very impressive. You kind of get a spackling of everybody that comes through when you're a membership chair, so you get a little bird's eye view of how people tick and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And showed me around and told me about your business. And then we went and had lunch. Was it below or was it over a couple spaces?
It was over a couple spaces.
Great
I can't
place.
Remember where we went, but
Another redone,
yeah,
old
it was.
School. I mean, all that whole building, it's a row of, it's one building.
Right,
here.
Right.
It feels like a row of one building, but it's two-story generally, mostly
yeah.
being refurbished.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So did you grow up in Mooresville?
No, I didn't. I've been there. We moved there in 2015. So I grew up in Raleigh-Durham. We moved to, actually, when I was just a little boy, we moved to Greenville, North Carolina from New Orleans. And so I've been kind of making my way westward across North Carolina since I was about four. So grew up for the most part and went to school in Raleigh-Durham and then went to college in Greensboro and then lived in Greensboro for a number of years. And then we moved to uprooted the family and moved to Mooresville in 2015, I believe.
Did you go to UNCG?
I did. UNC Greensboro.
What
go
did
Spartans.
You study there?
I studied communication studies. As I called it, it was the frat boys business major because
okay,
I didn't have to take
right,
all the
man.
Accounting and the finance and all the math
that's
classes.
That's what I should have done.
I was a public relations major. And,
well, there you go.
Yep.
PR major.
Yes, I was.
What did you think at the time you were going to do?
I pretty much figured I was going to do marketing and advertising.
Okay.
I knew that was PR was is very closely related to marketing and advertising, but it's more through like the media and press than it is through like buying and whatnot. So I started out as a PR practitioner and then quickly realized that I liked the advertising side of the business a lot better. Mainly because, like, the media reps would come and take me to lunch and buy me a bunch of buy me free meals and whatnot, and
yeah.
I was a 22-year-old kid.
You were in it for the meal.
As a 22-year-old kid, man, I was in it for the food back then, for
remember
the free lunches.
Remember old Billy Bob from church, Patrick?
Oh, yeah.
He said, I'm always in it for the eats.
That's Billy
right.
Bob was a beautiful,
yeah, I mean,
great man.
Simple way to save money there, huh?
It was, and as a young kid getting started out, man, there wasn't much.
Man, I think that's why I have so many friends now, because I buy the eats generally.
I do too now.
Dang. So what was your parents' occupation that caused you to move from New Orleans to Greenville, North Carolina, Raleigh?
So both of my parents were sort of academics.
Uh-huh.
I was born in Michigan in Ann Arbor. Go Blue. And they both taught at Michigan, and then they moved down to New Orleans again to, I think they were teaching at Tulane maybe then.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, they split up then, and so my mother, we moved with my mom up to Greenville. She got a job at East Carolina University teaching. She was in what's called speech pathology, so helping people who don't talk too good get better with it.
That's why you speak so well.
It could be.
Hey, have you been critiquing me and Patrick and I?
I was going to say,
oh,
you
I've got I've got a great impersonation of you.
Oh,
so,
please,
you know.
Please do
oh,
it.
God.
No, you do have a good radio voice. Now, listen,
goodness
he's already
gracious.
Got me. He's picking on me with my loose voice over here.
Piper, my youngest daughter, she had to go to take
yeah.
for several years, took some speech
yeah.
classes
mm-hmm.
and had a speech teacher, speech coach. It was great. I mean, we
oh,
loved
yeah.
it.
It does a world of good. And my dad was an audiologist. He stopped teaching and then went and worked at the Veterans Administration Hospital in Durham.
Okay.
Treating veterans with hearing disorders.
He would love me. He'd have a field day.
He probably would.
Day at the zoo. Like, this guy's got all kind of issues. I cannot hear.
I would think, obviously, the VA, I mean, that's probably a humongous need based on what you're going through in your training
yeah.
and all the stuff that's
yeah.
exploding. Yeah, that's a pretty admirable thing.
It was. It was. He retired years and years ago, but, yeah, he did that for a long time and used to yell at me all the time because I had those, you know, those big bass speakers in my car when
yeah,
I was about 16.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the guy that you could hear thumping coming down the road from about, you know, six blocks away.
That was a status symbol coming out.
Did you and your friends build the speaker box?
Oh, we did. We did.
Oh, y'all built
it? They didn't happen to be 12-inch kicker subwoofers.
They were 10-inch kickers.
I had a 10-inch kicker.
Oh, little baby speakers.
With a big old Alpine amp.
How much? I had like 1,100 watt. I just remember this. 1,100 watt amp. I don't know what that means.
I don't remember.
I didn't have anything
either,
for the treble.
No, you had to have the tweeters, man, up in the in the top left.
I didn't
top right.
I
oh, you had
that.
To tip that treble all the way to high,
category.
Bro. You did.
We all had the big booming systems back in the
with the trunk
early,
rattle.
Oh yeah,
it was a thing then.
That's how we rolled in the early 90s, man.
It was a thing.
Hey, I was 2000. That's how we rolled too.
I mean, I had a little earring in my ear in high school, and they were talking about that on the radio this morning. I was riding in. You write a note in on the radio station and said, hey, what do you think? 16-year-old son got an earring, and now my 12-year-old son wants an earring. I'm like, that's crazy. Let a 12-year-old get an earring. And I started thinking, my brother went to college and was a freshman at ECU and came home with an earring. So then me and my buddies thought we want an earring. I was only 13. And that was in the olden days. Now it's way different.
Well, but you pierced your own ear, right?
I did. It was swollen. I mean, you couldn't see the earring for 2 weeks because it was so swollen around it.
I could just see Rod Hasen's look on the face.
He was
right
not
now.
Happy. He didn't talk to me for like 4 days.
That eyebrow had a giant
It broke
S
my
into
heart
it.
That he did not speak to me. But, hey, you live and learn. So, Chris, how many kids are you married?
I am.
Tell us about your family a little bit.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. My wonderful wife, her name is Nisa, and that's spelled with an N, N-I-S-S-A. Everybody calls her Lisa when they first meet her, and so she's really impressed when people get the name right. But
I think
Nisa
I've always gotten
name.
It right.
You have. So we got married in 2007, so we've been here for a while. We have two boys that keep us very, very busy.
Oh, cool.
Jackson is our oldest. He's 12, and Spencer is our youngest, who's 10. So it's there's never a dull moment at the tally house these days.
Oh, that's great.
I hear you. They riding dirt bikes and doing flips and stuff.
Not really so much. I'm not letting them on that yet. No. They're not. I'm not going to let them do the stupid things I did as a kid.
Well, I grew up on dirt bikes and flipped and landed on my head. My wife made a vow that I could never let my kids own dirt bikes. Now we at Buddy's house and they riding dirt bikes around. Come on, baby.
She give me that look.
Let them ride a little bit.
Nah.
But hey, we love talking about your family and wonderful to talk about where you come from. When we come back, I want to talk about Bridgetree and your professional career.
You got it.
You hang out with us for a few minutes?
I'm here.
Chris Talley, when we return, talking about Bridgetree on the At Home with Roby show. Welcome back to the At Home with Roby show. I am Trent Hasten. Have a clear voice today.
There you go. There you go.
Patrick McIsaac over here. What's up? Snowski bum.
Yeah.
You can't
I don't know,
hide
man,
it.
That thin air gets me every
you
time.
You act like you're hiding it. Everybody knows you've been out in the Rockies.
How could you tell?
Steamboat, Colorado. How was it?
Oh, man, it's beautiful. It was unbelievable. I mean, they're getting absolutely pummeled with snow in the West
Coast.
They're
getting snow in Austin, Texas.
Oh, yeah. It snowed 21 inches the day we left.
Wow.
I mean, it was crazy. But absolutely it unbelievable.
You were like, I hope I get snowed in forever out here. I will never have to go back to Roby. It'd be terrible.
Have, like, long hair. Have a couple of splashes of facial hair wherever it would grow.
A couple spots.
Yeah, sup.
So we got Chris Talley with us today. I mean, gave us a rundown on his travails up to where we're at now. Now you're leading Bridgetree.
Mm-hmm.
Based out of Mooresville, North Carolina.
Yeah. Been there 20 years.
Nisa.
Have been.
Two young boys, 12 and 10. I got all this right.
You got it right.
Goodness.
Well, tell us about Bridgetree.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. Like I say, coming up on 20 years this May, it's been a fantastic ride. I've absolutely loved every minute of it, and am very thankful to have really been blessed to have this opportunity. So Bridgetree is a marketing services company. So we do marketing and advertising. So think advertising.
Yeah.
And we're much more of the, I describe us as we're more of the the math and science side of marketing than the art side of marketing.
Okay.
So when most people think of advertising, you think about TV commercials.
Yeah.
You think about funny commercials and pretty pictures and funny headlines and ads in a magazine or radio ads, things like that. We don't do any of that. That's called the creative side of advertising. We do very much the more of the
analytics,
data analytics and technology side of marketing. So basically what that means is we gather a lot of data about consumers. So our customers, our clients are big national companies that market to consumers.
Okay.
So think about big box retailers, think about financial institutions, those types of companies that have very large customer bases. And what we help them do is to gather data about their customers so that they can understand them better, so that, you know, they can do a more relevant job of marketing to them. So there's all this data that companies can collect on people, on consumers. A lot of it's public information that's just readily available out on the market. And by bringing all this data together, we can start to paint a picture of who their customers are. So, like, we can use Trent here, for instance. We know that if Trent walks into the store and swipes his credit card and, you know, buys some 2x4s and a nail gun and a pack of nails.
12-pack of Bud Light.
And a 12-pack of Bud Light with his nail gun. Not recommended.
So safe.
Not sounds recommended.
Like a, sounds like a good Friday night. Keep going.
So we all we really know at that point is that this guy named Trent came in and bought some wood and a nail gun and some nails, right? So then we go out and we start looking for other information. So we say, who is this Trent guy after all? So we see, okay, well, he lives in Charlotte. And he lives on a, you know, acre and a half size lot. He's married. He's got 5 kids. They're between 15 and 1. I think I got that almost right. And so we can start to tell a little bit more about Trent and say, okay, well, he's a professional, and he's got a young family still. They're still sort of in that family growing mode.
Right.
So, you know, so that's that. Now we know a little bit more about you. So we're going to send you different kinds of advertising than, you know, if we find out that you live on the 32nd floor of The View, and, you know, we're going to talk to you very
for the same big box retailer.
Exactly.
You got different focuses.
Exactly.
You might send me something about a playhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And you might send them something about a chest of drawers that's real elegant, or
grill,
something.
Or something like that.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Wow,
that's pretty cool.
That is a wonderful explanation.
So, well, it's really where marketing and advertising is going these days. It's all very much technology driven and data driven, is the terms that we use. And the more data that you have about people, the better you can understand them, and the better you can then, you know, talk to them, basically.
Cater to them.
So you were mentioning it's like big box retail, big financial institutions. Those are really like your key clients?
Those are two of two categories that we're very strong in, because frankly, they have a lot of data. They generate a lot of data about their customers and they serve very large customer bases. Like we help customers do what's called B2C advertising, business to consumer advertising. We really don't do the B2B type of stuff. We're very much focused on, you know, customers and being more relevant, helping companies be more relevant and personalized to their customer bases.
Well, like, so I mean, everybody's heard of like a Nielsen. It's obviously mass media, the radio stations, TV commercials. Would you work congruently with them or in concert with them, or would that be more of a competitor?
I'd say more of adjacently to them.
Okay.
So they're really more about the media behaviors, like what kind of shows you're watching, what kind of radio shows you're listening to, and then, you know, they do a lot of work also around like with retail companies about what kind of products people are buying, but they don't tell you who it is that's buying it. They just tell you, like, look, at this store you're selling a lot of Dove soap more than these other stores, but they don't say that Trent is buying Dove soap and Patrick's buying, you know, Dial or whatever. I'm making this up. So we're really more in the business of understanding what Trent buys versus what Patrick buys, so that when we send an ad to Trent, it's for the kind of product that, frankly, he wants to get an ad for. You know, you want if you really like a brand, you want them to send you advertisers that offers.
It,
yeah,
honestly.
Because you like their products.
That's
and,
right.
You know, and what you don't want is for a brand that you have no interest in whatsoever hammering you with ads. So what we try to do is make sure that, you know, you're getting the ad that you want and Patrick's getting the ad that, that he wants, and neither one of you are getting the stuff that you don't
want.
Y'all
listening to my phone when me and my wife are talking in the kitchen?
I have no knowledge of that
I'm just telling you, it's kind of odd these days. We'll have talk about a word, a product
pizza,
we've never talked about, and 15 minutes later it comes on my phone.
You know, I will say that is not what Bridgetree does.
Yeah.
That, on the other hand, happens. And anyone who doesn't know it by now needs to. That, you know, that phone is always listening to you, and the big social media guys and those, they are listening to what you're saying. And, you know, a lot of people get kind of stirred up about that. I always sort of look at it as, you know, look, all they want to do is send you an ad.
Hey,
if they think that, I always say this all the time. If they think they got something knowing me, God, good luck. The joke's on you, cuz.
Exactly.
That's the truth, isn't it?
Like, what is this guy? We thought he had something. He's just old river rat redneck. What's going on?
Hey, man, but you like to play with Bud Light and nail guns on Friday
night. Apparently
I do. Hey, I didn't know that.
Listen, the nail gun might be an effective tool against
this copperheads. I've said this on the radio before. An aside.
Yeah.
My wife loves my asides. We had a carpenter one time. I vividly remember this. This is when I was 15 years old, and he had the nail gun hanging on a scaffold, and the trigger was pulled because it was hanging on the scaffold buck, and he was climbing the scaffold, and he pushed in the nose of the nail gun, and it shot a nail into his lung. And
16 penny?
And I don't know what size nail it was, but the guy was cool, and fortunately he wasn't that injured. I don't know how this worked, but the thing was, when my uncle took him to the hospital, he was trying to blow cigarette smoke out of his chest. So I guess that's just old real men.
So that is right there.
So
man,
what do you sell him? What do you sell him? A pack
so
of
I don't
cigarettes?
Buy nail guns. I don't need a nail gun.
I don't think I want you buying a nail gun after that story, Trent. We're gonna send you an ad for something else.
Goodness
all right?
gracious! Send me an ad for at the big box hardware store. We put together the little wooden cars for the kids.
Exactly.
And I go in there
Pinewood
and buy,
Derby kits.
Then
exactly.
I go buy light bulbs and hot beef jerky and some Red Bull. You know, all that stuff on the way out the door. So, Chris, that is awesome story about your business. It's real intriguing.
Yeah, what a great business.
And you related it so well. Before you leave, I want to put you on the spot. You've been asking me what we're going to talk about. What is one thing, one of the principles, the main principle that you live by when you go about your day in life and business with your wife and kids?
Wow. Boy, you did just put me on the spot on that
one,
didn't
you? I mean, you got it, man. Mine's the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. We're the Roby family.
Right.
You know, everybody's got a family behind them.
I think mine is probably the words I always used are, you know, be kind, help people, don't hurt them. And I really think that's what, you know, I think that's what we're here to do is help people, don't do harm. And help all the people that you can along the way. And that's kind of a important principle for me is that, you know, I've been very fortunate in my life. And I want to, you know, I try very hard to give back to help people better their lives as well. So,
well, I'm going to tell you, I've known you and Nisa and your boys for going on 7-8 years. You exude that. Both of y'all do.
I was about to say the same thing.
Your family does. Me and Reagan both feel it when we hang out, when we interact. So God bless you. How can they look you up if the audience says, hey, man, I want to see what this Bridgetree and Chris Talley's about?
Yeah, sure. The company website is easy enough. It's www.bridgetree.com, and that's a bridge and a tree, one word. That's our website address. That'll tell you all about what we do there. There's a link to see my pretty picture on there somewhere on that website that you can click through and send me an email at ctally@bridgetree.com.
ctally at bridgetree.com. Well, Chris, thanks for being here.
Hey, Trent, it was a pleasure. Thank you guys for having me. This was my first radio experience. So
hopefully you'll come back.
I'll be glad to.
Yes, we'll do it again. Can you take Patrick out with you? Hey, you're listening to At Home with Roby, Chris Talley, Bridgetree. We'll be right back. And welcome back to the At Home with Roby show. I am Trent Hastings. With my guest host, Patrick McIsaac. Hey, Patrick.
Hello,
to
everybody.
Oh, wow. You got your voice back.
No, I think TJ's playing some voodoo magic with the switchback. Right
I think,
there, whatever
I, think
got.
I need to be the new intro guy.
Go for it. Man, you got
so
it.
So commanding. I think I set the mood for our listeners. Just ease into it. Relax. You about to learn something and laugh a lot. Okay, Chris Talley, man, that's a good story, isn't it?
Unbelievable, yeah. I mean, it really is cool what they can do with what the, what's coming and what's there.
You know what's really weird? This is really weird. So,
to tell me.
So, yesterday, when I'm in Austin, Texas, I'm driving a rental car back to the airport in the snowstorm. I get a phone call, and it's my credit card. Saying they think they had a fraudulent charge.
Yeah, okay.
And I get a text, and I shot ping David Baird to make sure I wasn't going to give the wrong person my information. He pulled it up in our office and said, yeah, it is a charge. They're right. And I had been using my credit card last week in Costa Rica. I have been using my credit card in Texas, all over Texas, yeah. San Antonio, Austin, and in the backcountry. And this was a $650 Home Depot charge, and they said it was fraud.
I get the irony.
I've really gotten out of the game, man.
I get the irony.
Bling, bling, bling. He's at Home Depot. There's something wrong. So we're only in the construction business.
So you did buy the nail gun.
I did. It was not me. And they called it. Now I got to get a new car. It's a little bit of a hassle, but I am so impressed with how proactive and technologically inclined the banks are with these fraud catches and stuff.
Well, I wonder if you had just charged something in Austin and they saw the immediate charge to something in North Carolina.
But why didn't they think the Austin thing was a fraud? I hadn't been to Austin in years and years. Mm.
They're tracking you.
They're like, oh, he gets gas. He likes to buy Red Bull.
and nail guns. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to the other segments of the show.
I don't think I've ever in my life bought a nail gun.
It sounds pretty intriguing.
But I have a nail gun. I got my daddy's old nail gun.
There you go.
It says Ron on it in his old
just
R,
like
big
you would.
R.
Yeah.
If you're listening to the show and you ever knew my dad, he was a lefty. He thought right-handers were second-class citizens. And he curled his hand around when he wrote, and he wrote a humongous R and then a little O and a little N. I always wrote cursive. Everybody talks about all the things he used to write his name on. I mean, I think I still have magic marker where he wrote his name on my back of my arm one time. No, I'm kidding. That was funny.
He gotcha.
No, but when my mom was renovating the house that Dad and Leroy built, several years ago, Luke Nace, who now runs our Hendersonville, Asheville office, got to do the project, and he's an old soul like my father, and he would randomly, we bonded over, he'd randomly send me and Travis pictures as they were tearing stuff out where he'd had written some notes behind the wall, you know, while he's framing or what have you. He's like, oh, man, it's so cool. That's so special. And then I was on that trip. Who we're building the house for, his family house in Hendersonville, and he was speaking about that, about Luke Nays, and then that's a legacy house they're building.
No, it's that's cool. So he was with you in Costa Rica.
He was.
You guys all were together down there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful country. Pura Vida, right?
Pura Vida is what they say, and odd, they decided some years ago, they talked about this a little bit, some years ago to close the military and plow all their military financing into the public school system. So
they don't have a military.
I think their literacy rate is like 90-plus percent. I mean, their education is out of this world. And I'm going to tell you, you go a lot of places, you spend money in these beautiful islands, these beautiful tropics, and different places all over the world. The people there are as good as it gets. In what Chris said, just be kind. I mean, no reason to have an attitude, no reason to not exude kindness. And they do that down there very well.
And I think that's with anything in life, business, whatever it is being kind. The right people will hang around.
Patrick,
you
I'll be nice
way.
To you this week. We're going to have a good
I'm
week.
I'm sure we'll have a couple, you know, scruffles, but, you know, for the most part, we're nice to each other.
I'm going to knock your voice back in place.
Bray, can you do that? Yeah, give me a left hook to the Adam's apple.
No, I'm about to give our serenata. Hey, go do the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. We hope you're having fun riding down the road, sitting at home, whatever you're doing. Take care of your family. Take care of your friends. That's what we got in this world. Thanks for listening to At Home with Robie.